Shalom uvracha. At times we have concerns about parnasa. Will we have enough funds for our basic needs? And David HaMelech reminds us, just look around you. Look at the entire Bria. Kula meilecha yisabeirin loseis ochlen beitoi. All the Brias turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give them food at the time that they need to be fed, according to their needs. Titen lehem ilkotun. Sometimes Hashem gives them a minimal amount and they gather what they need. Tiftach yodcha yizburin toiv. And sometimes Hashem, kaviyochel, opens up his hands and gives tremendous abundance. They're satiated. But every bria, from the smallest to the largest, has exactly what it needs to eat. Not only that, Hashem gives each one the nature to be able to find the food in the habitat that he's in. Whether it be for the tiny bacteria in the earth that feed off rotting carcasses or attach themselves to the roots of plants and through that get what they need to eat. Whether it be animals in a habitat that is very sparse for food. Hashem gives each of those animals special koiches. The African elephant is considered the animal that has the best sense of smell. It lives in dry areas and they can smell this water miles away. Bears, the polar bears living in the North Pole also. They don't have much food around them. They can also smell a carcass from miles away. You have the birds flying high in the sky, the famous eagle eye. Eagles can also see prey from miles away. They have their eyes. They don't have the smell. They have their eyes to see it. And the ability of birds to quickly swoop down, home in exactly on what they want to catch, sometimes at speeds of hundreds of miles an hour. The creatures that live at night, they have special eyes to be able to see at night. We know the bats have the ability to hear sounds we can't even hear. The moths have even a better sensitivity of hearing than the bats themselves. But every bria has its thing. Insects have so many wondrous ways of trapping food, from the common spider that makes the spider web, the more complex traps that different Bali Chaim set up. This is all Hashem gives them what they need to trap their food and find it, and gives them the food which is fitting for their needs. In us, we are the tachlis of the bria. Hashem gave us everything. Hashem gave us everything. We have the plants, we have the animals, we have the fish, the fowl, all at our disposal. Nowadays Hashem set up even easier for us. We don't have to go hunting. We don't have to grow our food. Just go to the store and pick it up. This is the system Hashem set up for us to pay attention to and realize that we are totally in His hands. We don't have to be concerned. We don't have to worry. The Bris Karov, in 1939, it was in Warsaw, and they were bombing Warsaw. And people got small rations, and everybody would not finish his ration. He was concerned that he would not have food for tomorrow. The one exception was the Briskerov himself. He held that Hashem takes care of our physical sustenance. If I have food for today, I'm going to eat the entire portion and be soimech on the fact that Hashem will bring me tomorrow. And that's the way he did it the entire period of time. His son, Rabbi Yosher Ber, was concerned for his father. He would leave a little bit of food aside just in case there won't be enough for his father. When his father found out, the Bris Karov, he was not happy with that. He said, there's no need to do that. There's one time of the year he decided to save a little food for the next day. It was the night of Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So he thought about it. He made a decision that he's going to leave over a little bread for tomorrow. Of course, he doesn't want to just rely on his bitochen for food the next day, since it's a big mitzvah. Anyway, the next day, a woman came in that knew them from Brisk. She was from a wealthy family. She brought them a big fish and wine. And she told them, you should know, I planned to bring you bread. But a bomb hit the oven at night, and all the bread got burnt. And then the Briska Rav said to him, can I read this is a simon min ha-shamayim, that even today I should have relied that Hashem would bring me bread. I didn't rely on it, so Hashem did not have a need to bring me fresh bread. Our korponim, it's a very high level of the Briska Rav, but he's right. That's the way you should feel. We should be content with what we have. We have so much good in our lives. Not just the food, everything. The food, the family, we're here, able to be here in Eretz Yisrael. Torah mitzvahs, and every second of our life we have opportunities to take advantage. This is what it's all about. Realize that Hashem gave me this food. Like Reb Shimshon Pinkus used to say, when he had the food on his table, oh, look what Hashem brought me today. Wow, what a beautiful slice of bread. Delicious. Etc., etc. We should be able to appreciate what we have, feel satiated, and our mind should be open to be over Hashem in the best possible fashion with bracha and everything we do.